Hello, this is Michael Zuber, and I wanted to thank you for choosing to spend a little time with One Rental at a Time. My life's mission is to help investors close 1 million rental properties. In order to tackle this crazy goal, I will need your help. If you like this episode or any of the content we produce, please share it on social media. If you get one of my books or perhaps one of our 500 cards, please take a selfie and tag One Rental at a Time. Now on with the show.
Because it might even be worse. Yes, folks, it might be worse than we looked at yesterday. We can also talk about PPI, Producer Price Index, that came out this morning. We'll talk about a huge pop in mortgage rates. I will address a consistent comment I've seen the last 24 hours talking about being a heartless individual because I want mortgage rates to stay above 7%. Folks, I don't think you get it. I don't think you understand, so we will talk about it. We'll highlight what Larry Summers said. We'll talk about a 98% discount on commercial real estate. And we'll have, if we have time, we'll talk about the Fed minutes. Folks, when we look at the inflation reading from yesterday, CPI, it is sliced and diced in a lot of creative ways, and it is somewhat exhausting. However, Jerome Powell at a past Fed meeting, I think it was November, it might have been December, Jerome Powell made a tactical error, in my opinion. In that meeting, he highlighted something called the super core. For those who don't know, what is the super core? Well, first off, you have the headline number, which is everything. You have core, which is X food, X energy. And this new talk track, super core, was X shelter. X shelter was a very interesting massaging of the data. Frankly, it makes complete logical sense. Shelter, as we have talked about for well over a year, is a hugely lagging calculation. It is not accurate in the moment. It is a combination of 12 months of information, hence it is very slow to correct. So Jerome Powell talked about supercore, and more specifically highlighted that the three-month annualized supercore was sub 2%. What does all that mean? What does that mean? It means you take out, again, oil, energy, you take out energy, you take out food, you take out shelter, you add up the 3 months of monthly data, you times four, which is your annualized number, and that calculation for a time was below 2%. All right, so why did he make a tactical error? Well, in my opinion, he gave everyone a new tool, a new stick to beat him with. Why do I say that? Well, if you do the same calculation today, super core, three-month annualized, again, Fed Jerome Powell told us it was important, super core is over 8%. Sorry, folks, if Jerome Powell truly believes the three-month annualization of supercore is important, we are not talking rate cuts, we are talking rate hikes. Again, supercore, over 8% and increasing. This is not good news if you are in the rate cut camp. It is not good. The other thing, I want to go back to something you and I talked about probably 2 years ago. When I talked about inflation, I kept harping on this fact. In the U.S. economy and likely the world, I only know the U.S. economy, there are three big categories of inflation. We have goods, think stuff. We have services, and we have shelter, aka rent. Those are the three big umbrellas of inflation. And as we talked about 2 years ago, goods inflation will fall first. We talked about services inflation being sticky, and of course we talked about shelter inflation being just badly calculated. So what is happening now? What had happened yesterday? Well, we are actually actually seeing goods deflation, not disinflation. We are seeing many categories like automobiles and used cars having deflation, meaning getting cheaper. This is to be expected. However, services are not. Think about the cost to repair said used car. Those are going up. So just like we talked about 2 years ago, we are seeing good deflation. It is the easiest thing to see. Services is a problem. In fact, when you look at services only, it is going up in the wrong direction. Services like Supercore is on a trend that the Fed cannot like, just absolutely cannot tolerate. And finally, shelter. Shelter is still hot, but clearly off the boil. Again, it is a horrible calculation. It is so laggy. It is should be almost useless, but it is what it is. But you can see it has come down quite a bit. Shelter inflation used to be about 75% of headline inflation. It's now down to sub 50%. But still, services inflation is something for us to watch. We are a services economy. Services all by itself, because of the large wage component, could cause the Fed to raise sometime this year or next year, or certainly stay on pause all year. So again, let's kind of back it up. What is the market now thinking about rate cuts? Well, according to, let me make sure I find it. According to various Fed market participants, we now see the chance of a June rate cut at 15%. It used to be over 50%. We now see the chance of a July rate cut, which was 100%, now down to sub 40%. In fact, folks, the market is now pricing in 2 rate cuts, with the first one perhaps starting in September. Yes, folks, we are seeing sticky inflation. We're seeing Supercore go the wrong direction. We are seeing service inflation going the wrong direction. And this higher for longer is finally being understood by the market. So let's talk about PPI, Producer Price Index. You can think of this as wholesale inflation. It came out this morning. It too was, depending on how you want to look at it, I'll call it hot. What happened on the numbers? Month on month was below expectations. It came in at 0.2. Expectations were 0.3. Last was 0.6. Let's call that good news. However, when you annualize PPI, it now is posting the largest number since April of 2023. That's a year ago. It is posting a number at 2.1%. So yes, folks, inflation is a problem. It is in the pipeline. It is something we have to watch. We do get jobless claims every week. This is you and I's kind of drumbeat of what is going on in the job markets. The job market, by all the numbers, is still holding strong. It is my belief that weekly employment will be the first thing to break that tells us we have a problem. Well, at least last week, it did not break. It posted 211,000, which is below 11,000 below last week. So again, folks, I think you have to get above 300,000, likely 325,000 to really cause the Fed to react. Something below 250 is not going to get the Fed's attention. Let's talk about mortgage rates. I talked about it yesterday. Mortgage rates had a huge and massive single day pop. They came in at 7.34. Yes, not 7.1, not 7.2, 7.34. So if you were in the mortgage market last week, it is my sincere hope that you, if you liked it, you locked it. There were many of you that likely had something below 6% last week. I hope you locked it in. So let's deal with something that I got a lot of hate for yesterday. If you're on this channel or you follow me on Twitter or X, you know that I put out several tweets or notes yesterday that I am happy for the hot CPI reading because mortgage rates will now solidly stay above 7%. And I got a lot of hate. But let me explain this. The hate came from people that were basically saying, you soulless, hateful individual, you are hurting the poor and middle class by keeping rates above 7%. And all I can say is I'm sorry you don't understand. So let me try to explain. I've been doing this for a while. I've been telling you the housing market is broken. I've been telling you it will take years to get back to a healthy housing market. The worst thing, in my opinion, is for the housing market to continue lunacy, to continue having more demand in supply, to see homes appreciate 5, 7, 8, 10% a year. This is not healthy. Now, I understand if you are looking for something today, my comments probably sting. But I am thinking about the bigger picture. I was accused of not caring about the poor and middle class. And let me just tell you this, that is all I care about. I don't care about the rich. Frankly, if rates went down, the rich would get richer. I want the housing market to settle down and get healthy. I want the poor and middle class to have a shot to get on the property ladder. If today, it is my belief, if rates fell to 5%, we would see marginal demand explode. Marginal supply would pick up a little, but demand would greatly exceed supply. We would see unhealthy behavior by buyers. We would see some buyers go on tilt and do stupid things. And folks, that behavior would lead to a real estate bubble, a housing bubble, that unfortunately would have to pop and crush the poor and middle class. So I'm only thinking about the poor and middle class. I understand how getting on the property ladder is the best way to buy assets and get rich over time. But buying into a bubble, buying into a mania is not the way. And that is unfortunately what I see. So again, I guess bring on the hateful comments. It's just not true. Let's talk about Larry Summers. Larry Summers in a pretty almost comical Bloomberg, I think it was Bloomberg interview, basically laid out solid logic. Well, he goes like this. I'm gonna get my notes so I'm accurate. We have a growing economy that is faster than potential. Okay. We have unemployment below 4%. We have growing budget deficits. We have easing financial conditions. All of this tells me that inflation could continue to accelerate. And what the heck are we doing? We're talking about rate cuts. Well, Larry, you're absolutely right. How can anyone with any serious logic think about growing economy, low rates, rising inflation, and talk rate cuts? In fact, folks, we got to go back to Michelle Bowman. Michelle Bowman was the very first Fed president to do what I said, and that was threaten rate hikes. It will be very interesting to see if over the next 7 to 10 days, if more Fed presidents talk rate hikes. Remember, I've been calling since the dot plot for 2 Fed presidents to threaten rate hikes. We got one. We need another one. Who is it going to be? Let's talk about the Fed minutes. The Fed minutes came out yesterday and got lost in all the CPI and rising inflation. Basically, there were many Fed presidents that were concerned inflation wasn't falling enough, which I chuckle at. I think it is comical. Remember, when the dot plot came out, I had to wear my swing and a miss shirt because there was not a single Fed president that had the balls to say we have to go higher. If all of you were in that room and talking about inflation not falling, but then you didn't adjust, shame on you. Shame on you. Alrighty, folks, We have a crash among all crashes, folks. I don't know if you saw this, but I don't know what to say. This is absolutely a crash. I don't know if you follow this, but there's a building in St. Louis called the AT&T Tower. You can go ahead and look it up. Google search this. This is crazy. In 2006, that building was sold for $205 million. It just retraded. It retraded at $3.55 million. Folks, that is a 98% discount. Frankly, at $3.55 million, I have to assume you could strip the building, sell it for parts, and make money. Again, 2006, St. Louis, AT&T Towers, $205 million. What is that? 18 years later, 3.55. Ouch. I hope you didn't own any debt or equity on that building because you lost your butt. Alrighty, folks, that's what we got for you today. I hope you have an amazing day. Remember, if you want to become part of the One Rental at a Time family, buy the course, How to Get Started One Rental at a Time. I will, of course, continue to give away the amazing Las Vegas event, which is a $200 value. If you want to just get a taste of what's going on, you can buy the Buy Box Deep Dive for $50 and start doing it this weekend. I hope you have an amazing day. Like, subscribe, comment. Take care, and bye-bye.